There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technotrader. Technotrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders. And certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technotrader.com.
Hi everyone. Today I'd like to talk about the professional traders. This is a much smaller group than you might think, maybe about 100,000 total in the United States and Europe. But it is a very important group because if you are a short-term trader, swing trading or position trading, and by position trading, I don't mean positional trading. I mean a specific type of trading that people can do who are still working but need to earn a little extra income from the stock market. They can position trade, which is trading a stock and holding it for a week to several weeks while it moves up in a platform that the dark pools develop. Position trading is very unique, and we're the only ones that teach it. It allows people who have not a lot of time to trade but want to short-term trade to be able to do so. Most training companies either teach day trading, which is very hard to do nowadays, or swing trading. But we also teach position trading, not positional trading, but position trading, which is a longer hold situation. Pro traders are a special group. They're a niche group in the market participant cycle, and they trade very aggressively at times, and they can be extremely beneficial to the retail trader who learns to read their footprint on the stock chart. They have a very distinct footprint because of how they trade, where they trade, and why they trade. It makes it very easy to track them and to get in as they're buying and get out as they're buying. Most of the time, retail traders are trading with high-frequency traders or smaller funds, or they're trading with other retail traders. Retail traders are a group that consistently have losses more than profits. Most of them think that they can only achieve a 40 to 50% success rate, so retail traders are inevitably accepting a lot more losses than the professionals or any other market participant group would even consider being reasonable. If a professional trader only had a 50% success rate, they would be out of a job very, very quickly. Retail traders need to learn to trade like professional traders trade and make 80 to 90% success rate on a regular, consistent basis. And that's what we teach retail traders to do. So if you're only making 40 or 50%, you're not even considered a viable trader. Professional traders are in a lot of different groups. They can be floor traders for the buy side or sell side institutions. In other words, they're part of a private floor. And I've been to some of these private floors where they trade privately for the fund on behalf of the fund. And they will be maybe 90 to 100 different floor traders on the floor. And they're trading all day long or as their orders are sent to them to trade. Now they're trading, if they're a floor trader, they're trading exactly and specifically what someone else has told them to trade. The share lot size and the price point which they try to get precisely. There are also proprietary desk traders. Proprietary desk traders usually trade a specific type of trading instrument, an ETF, a stock, a bond, commodities, currencies, that sort of thing. Some proprietary desk traders also trade a variety of different venues and different financial instruments, but those are more rare. Proprietary desk traders are trading on the behalf of whomever they work for, and they're trying to make money for their company, similar to how traders on the floor used to trade for the market makers. So proprietary desk traders have been limited recently because there have been some new laws regulating whether sell side, especially the big banks, can have proprietary desk traders who trade for the bank on behalf of the bank and use the bank's money to trade to make profits, because a lot of times these can be extremely speculative and very, very high-risk ventures, which cause the bank to lose a lot of money if the trader doesn't do it correctly. So there are still proprietary desk traders who trade on behalf of their company, and they have an allotted amount of money, and they're given that to trade stocks or whatever instrument they have been chosen to trade. Then there are the professional traders who work for a company who's all short-term trading, and they just trade for the company, but they're not a big company. They're a smaller company or a group of individuals who are trading, and they also trade on behalf of their company, but it's not a bank. There are also independent traders who trade independently, and we don't hear much about these individuals, and it's harder to get a good figure of how many there are. They trade on professional platforms. They have been accredited, so they are able to trade all kinds of instruments, and they are able to trade independently and make a lot of money. All pro traders trade in a similar manner, however. They are able to route through different dark pools. They're able to route through different venues and off-the-exchange venues that you do not have access to. The only way that your order is processed nowadays is very simple. There's a group of retail brokers called a consortium that the SEC classifies as a dark pool. And these retail brokers are all commoditized, so they basically have the same features and all of that. Costs are similar because it's all been commoditized. They buy and sell inventory amongst each other ahead of the market open based on their overnight overflow. And so they fill all of your orders, or almost all of them, out of their inventory, unless they don't have that stock in inventory, and then they have to route it to an exchange. Now, professional traders have activities that are off the exchange. They also use ECNs. The ECNs that a professional uses are totally different than a retail trader's ECN that you might find on a retail trader's ECN for day trading, as an example. Maybe you learned how to trade with a company that teaches day trading, and they sell this platform that you use, and you use their platform. Well, you're not trading a real ECN. You're trading a retail broker's variation of an ECN. He's still filling out of his inventory, and it just appears that you're able to see the different levels of activity and the different bid and asks and spreads that are going on in the market. You have to understand this one hard, cold fact. The SEC does not allow retail traders to trade on the millisecond. It's against the law. Because one, you don't have the computers to go fast enough. And two, you don't have the expertise or experience to trade on the millisecond. And even if you could, your eyes couldn't keep up with it. Millisecond trading requires automation. And most of the market is automated. One of the few areas that is not fully automated are the professional traders. They can route any way they want. And they have over 40 routes that they could take their orders or more. And they want to execute on the penny or partial penny. They are trying to execute their order exactly on the penny or partial penny that they have determined they want to pay for that stock. That is very defined, very specific trading. Because they are so successful at routing and their orders are filled as they want them to be filled, without the interference of a retail broker or others, their footprint is totally unique. If you look at stock charts very carefully, and one of the things I do when I teach people about how to trade successfully, consistently, over a long period of time so that they make some real money out of the market, is that they learn to read the stock charts. Most of you who haven't taken courses from me have learned a few candlestick patterns. Maybe you've memorized all of the candlestick patterns from the Japanese candlestick books, and maybe you've learned some MACD crossovers, but you really don't know how to read a chart. When you can read a chart, the footprint of a professional trader stands out because they have very precise, very controlled price candlesticks. The candlesticks are very precise, and the only way that can happen is if the person who has placed that order has an extreme control over its execution, how it's routed, and how it hits the bid and the ask and the national best bid offer out there on the exchanges, ECNs, dark pools, and so on. Because of the precision and the expertise of their ability, their candlestick patterns stand out. They create the stair step patterns. They create the springboards. They create the specialized resting day, and pre-buys that I teach. And that makes their trading something to follow and something you can track. And they're trading a fairly sized lots, anywhere from 10,000 to 50,000 or more, depending on who they are, who they work for, and the lot size or the capital base that they have available for them to trade. There are a lot of independent traders who are very quiet. You never hear about them. They're not in the magazines. They're not showing off how great and wonderful they are. They're just making a very good income from the stock market. And they're quietly out there, independently trading. They have their own proprietary systems. They have their own routing system. They know exactly what they're doing, and they make very, very good money. And you should try to emulate them. You should try to be like them. But you can't unless you understand how they trade, why they trade, where they trade, and what they're doing. They can watch for the liquidity draw from the dark pools. They can pay attention to what's going on. And they often see things way before others see them. They're very commonly found in bottoming market conditions, in bottoming stocks. They're very commonly found just as a stock is about to break out of a platform. They're found in areas of the trend where tight price action is compressing as they hold and wait for the inevitable news that they got into the stock for in the first reason. They are the masters of technical analysis. They know more about technical analysis and how to make it work for them than any other market participant group. Their entries and exits are precisely driven and very controlled. This makes it easy to follow them because their footprints stand out. There are also a few indicators that expose their activity after quiet accumulation. Quiet accumulation footprints are the dark pools. And they're quietly accumulating, and they leave a distinct footprint on the chart as well. But the pro traders are different. Momentum, swing, velocity traders, even day traders, want to trade with the pros. But unfortunately, because you use outdated strategies, outdated indicators, and don't really read the charts as well as you need to, you're usually trading, you're buying when they're selling. And their profit-taking is controlled, too. They call it profit-taking, not selling or exiting. They're going to be taking profits because what they're doing when they do this is they control their exit as well, to the penny. They're very careful not to disturb price, as retail traders rush in after the run has already started and after there is a more of a risk that it's at a technical level where the professional traders are going to be taking profits. So while you are getting in thinking you're going to have this fantastic run, since the run has already been going for a couple of days, and your entries are not precise, but they're limit orders, your retail broker takes some money off the table right there because you're using a limit order. Pros don't use limit orders, haven't for a long time. The really good ones, they don't use limit orders. And they don't use at market orders. They use precise controlled orders to get in and out. And it's there on the chart. You can see it. The pro traders are selling against the retailers. So you retail traders have a huge disadvantage because not only does your retail broker take some money off the table on your behalf when you use at market or limit orders, you also get in late to the run because you're using indicators or signals or entries that have already moved and are moving before you get in. And as you get in, the professional traders know it and they start taking profits. So that's what causes whipsaw trades. A lot of times you'll be in a trade, you see it's running up, oh, you got to get in, you get in late, and then it runs up a little bit and then it whipsaws. And that's why. Professional traders are not predatory. I would say high-frequency trading companies are very predatory. They have algorithms and so on specifically designed to track what retail traders talk about on social media. They have algorithms to track MACD and stochastics, your two most favorite indicators. They're very predatory. Professional traders are what's called opportunists. They see an opportunity and they seize it. And they run the stock up. Their intent is to move price. Their intent is to have momentum and create activity and energy that will encourage other buyers to buy into the stock so that they can sell for profits. Contrary to popular opinion, There are far more professional swing traders than there are day traders nowadays because day trading has become very, very difficult. There is only so many parts of the day where there's enough momentum to actually snatch enough money to make a living. Now, you may be happy with $100 or $200 a day or $25 a day, but a professional trader is looking at a much higher income on a regular, consistent basis. Professional traders are part of the market, and they provide liquidity. With all of their short-term trading that they do and their larger lots, they provide liquidity in a lot of different areas. One of the areas that you can find them very active nowadays is not the big blue chip stocks, even though they've been running up a little bit, but in small caps, the small cap stocks. The SEC has a program now that has a wider 5-cent spread for small cap stocks. This provides more liquidity for the smaller cap stocks, which was the goal of the original pilot program that was on a couple of years ago that was hugely successful. Small cap stocks, therefore, are traded more aggressively by professional traders and HFTs. So if you see the activity in small caps, it's because of the 5-cent spread. There are a lot of things that you need to learn about the stock market. There's a lot of things that you need to understand that is going on. Most of the time, when people come to me after they've been trading for a while, they're pretty discouraged. They know they could do it, but they just can't figure it out. And it's because they don't know things that they need to know. They have no idea that they need to know them because there is nowhere on the internet that they're given this kind of information. They hear about pro traders and they may read about it in Traders Magazine or Stocks and Commodities or any of the other big financial magazines, but they really don't understand what's going on. They really don't understand how these professionals trade, where they trade, and how they're able to execute so precisely. They don't see them as individuals, but just something out there that they know is there, but they don't even know how to find their footprints on the chart so that they can trade with them and make more money. And this is all a part of the training that we do. Our training is totally and utterly unique to everyone else's because we explain the why, the what, the where, and how of stock trading, not just here's a strategy, here's a crossover signal, here's a candlestick continuation or reversal pattern. Continuation and reversal patterns are not necessarily entry signals. Entry signals are much more precise. Professional traders know this. They are expert technical analysts. They rely exclusively on the technical side to make their decisions unless someone else is making the decisions for their stock for them. Even then, they're going to be checking the technicals and the stock charts to see how they can get into that stock and execute it on the penny or partial penny so that they can have the price point that they are expecting to have. With such precision, their candlesticks stand out. Once you can recognize them on the chart, you can say, oh, that is a professional trader. There's also certain indicators that expose their activity because they use larger lots. And larger lot activity is not something that MACD can show you. It's not something that stochastics can show you. These are very, very old indicators. They're great indicators for what they do, but they're only based on price and time. And that's not enough in the modern market. In the modern market that's fully automated, you need to know where the large lot activity is. You need to know what is going to trigger an HFT, as an example, and before the huge gap and the huge runs. I'm sure you've seen those on the chart. Giant gaps, huge runs. You're going, gosh, why can't I get into that stock? Well, you can if you learn how to trade properly and understand what triggers those big moves. You have to get in before. It's very hard. Yes, some of them will go for a minute or two, and there might be some money you can make while it's running up and down. But most of the time, people who are chasing HFTs are losing money. They may not admit it to you, but in truth, they are. Because it's much harder to trade against a computer that's firing orders off 1,000 times per second. That's a lot of orders. And how do you know whether they're moving up or down? You can't even see their activity. You don't know what they're doing. You can't see it. And even if you could, it'd be scrolling so fast, you couldn't interpret it. Your computer would crash because it couldn't keep up with it. The only way you can trade these markets and be consistently successful is to be as highly skilled a technical analyst as the professional traders. You also need to understand risk analysis and how to avoid your broker taking advantage of you by using a controlled bracketed order, very similar to how the pros trade. So these are all many things that you need to learn, and that you should be able to trade stocks far more successfully if you learned how to do these things. Technitrader is the gold standard of stock market education. We didn't earn that reputation by providing simple strategies and the basics. We earned that title by providing the most comprehensive and intensive training anywhere. You get a complete education, not just bits and parts. And the course covers all that you need to know so that you can become a successful trader. Visit our website, take a look at our course pages, watch the Peek Inside video, learn about what we do, then download a course syllabus that details everything that's in that course, not just an outline, but details on every aspect of the training, the support, and the ongoing training that you get with the course. I'm Martha Stokes, and that's our radio show for this week.
There's so much emotionally charged hype out there designed to sell newspapers and advertising rather than inform investors and traders. Want entertainment? Buy a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the news. Want investment and trading concepts explained? Look to Technitrader. Technitrader is the gold standard in trading and investing education taught by experienced and accredited professionals. Don't learn to trade from fad-chasing day traders. And certainly don't think you can grow your portfolio by attending a weekend seminar or watching a free video online. Success in the financial markets is attainable, but like any high-paying profession, it requires the proper education to achieve consistent success. Join those happy few who have taken their investing and trading seriously. Call 888-846-5577 or visit technitrader.com.